Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord and I have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is your host, Laverne Bond, and this is Naptic Retreat. Can you trust God to lead you to your next big thing? That's the question. Can you trust God to lead you to your next big thing? Three. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Have you ever felt like God was more in control of your life than you were? That's kind of where I am right now. I've been meditating on Psalm 23, and I am looking at, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. This is an NIV version of the Bible. And I saw that, and I went, makes me. And, you know, you think when you walk this righteous path, you think that you're in control of your life, but you're really not. And the more you push at it, the more resistance you get. Your life is not your own anymore. You can have what you say. You can have what He says you can say, you can have. You can have what He says you can say you can have. In other words, you're only as powerful as the vision that you gracefully inspire. I know there are a lot of motivational speakers out there that want to tell you that you're in control of this. But you are part of creation, and you must locate that place and a place of purpose for yourself. What do I mean by that? I mean that you must find your purpose. You must find your lane, and you must run it out. But how do you find that? By letting Him make you lie down in green pastures. You know how when you find something, and not only are you good at it, it feels good, feels rich, your spirit prospers in it, your soul prospers in it. There's peace, you're in a zone, as it were. You can spend all your day and all your time with it, in the world called your passion. Well, that thing. But when you first started, and when you first realized that's you and that's your spot and nobody else's, when you figure it out, it looks so uncultivated for so long, particularly if you're older. If you're younger, probably not so bad. But if it's really your spot, it won't look like a green pasture. It'll probably look more like a dried-out dust bowl. And it's going to take some faith to see the vision of a green pasture before you. But don't get disappointed in your anticipation of fullness, of that place of moisture in the spirit. It is the right spot, it just doesn't look like the right spot. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Let me give you an example. I have been working on some projects, and I wasn't making much progress with it. I played around with it for a long, long, long time. Played with it for a while and I put it down. And I was still coming back. I always kept coming back, like, oh, okay, I'll work with this again. I put it down for a few months, but I somehow put pay back up again. It just wouldn't die. This project would not die. Even though I would neglect it, it would always be coming back for one. And without the other, we would die. Like, we both needed each other to live. And it's a strength. I've never felt that kind of thing about any other project before. But it's like when I worked on this project, it was like it brought life to me. It was like it was made just for me. I can't explain it any other way than that. But when you find that spot that's just for you, you don't have to worry about people imitating you, emulating you, taking it, stealing it from you, because this thing only has eyes for you. When you find your sweet spot in God, that thing will be in love with you. I've never seen anything like this before. When you find that special place where God leads you to that green pasture, that green pasture will only have eyes for you. It will seek you out. It will only want you. I think so. That sounds wonderful. But what if your green pasture doesn't look like the green pasture when you first find it? What if it's a dust bowl, like I said? You've got to learn that intuition is part of spirituality. I know that people in the world have more to say about it, but your intuition is really God speaking to you in the daytime hours. You'll get symbols, you'll get some like little flashes of something in your head, in your mind. And if it's a good picture, you can trust it. Sometimes you have to test your intuition to make sure you're not getting some garbage from negativity. But when you learn to fine-tune your intuition, and maybe if the Lord leads, they know when their intuition is working. Or you'll get flashes of something, or you just feel like you need to do this certain thing and you don't know why. I don't mean like a compulsion, like something's dragging you, pushing you. But I mean, it'll be just like a nudging that makes you want to do this thing. Or it's the thing that you know you should do it, but you might not feel like doing it, but somehow you know you should do it. That thing. Now, how do you obey your hunches? How do you let God lead? I advise Christians mostly to meditate. I know people spend a lot of time doing Eastern practices, like Buddhism and Hinduism and things like that, but I'm encouraging you to take a short phrase of scriptures, like I said yesterday, and just use it like a mantra. In other words, just take like maybe a few, three words, like, the Lord is my shepherd. And just keep saying it over and over again, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. But you're not saying it out loud. You're saying it. You're saying it quietly inside your heart. I shall not want. I shall not want. And what happens is something will come up. Will bubble up. You'll hear what I call a hum. And that may be the voice of the Lord on the inside of you, giving you an instant revelation of what those words mean specifically to you. And you know, and I know, those words mean something to the whole body of Christ. But God speaks to us also on an individual level to fortify and enrich us on an individual cellular DNA level. And that's what I'm encouraging you to learn today. So what I would leave you with today is tune your meditation, just like I showed you, like I told you, by taking a short phrase of a scripture, maybe three or four words, and saying them like a mantra over and over and over again. And maybe just do like for 5 minutes or so and see what comes up in your spirit, what bubbles up. And you'll hear something. It'll be like a and it'll bubble up. And write it down and see what you hear. And see what do that enough. Your soul will start to guide you outside of those meditations. When you're in your daily walk, and you will start to be led into your green pasture, despite the fact that it looks like a dust bowl right now. But you can trust that the same thing that spoke to you in your meditation time will be the same voice or unction or something that's leading you to your green pasture. When you meditate, write in the comments what God is speaking to you about. You don't have to give all the little details, but tell me what were your results when you did this exercise and how it has benefited you from before you did it till now. I'd be interested to know. And I want to, this is Laverne Bond. This is your host, Laverne Bond, on Napstick Treat, doing a segment called Trusting God, and this is part two of that lesson. So basically, we are still in Psalm 2. We are learning to have God lead us to our next big thing, our next big green patch, even when it doesn't look like a green pasture. And we're using the technique of Christian meditation on scriptures to allow God to lead us through that. And we learn to trust His voice in our meditation time. So when we get out in the marketplace, we can still trust that voice. This is your host, Laverne Bond, Napstick Retreat, saying, have a blessed day, so let it be. Goodbye.